Hello, everyone, and welcome to the official Lost Audio Podcast. We're here for a special fall edition of the podcast with script coordinator Greg Nations. Welcome, Greg. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well, and thanks for having me here.
Very cool to have you here on the anniversary of Lost's launch 5 years ago on 9/22. Let me ask you, where were you 5 years ago today?
I was actually at home, just so excited about the pilot to air. So I was watching it, just like everybody else.
Now, I'm not sure how many people out there know this, but you actually weren't on the show first season. You came on second season, I believe, right?
Exactly. I came on at the beginning of season two.
So what happened when you saw the show? You were like, okay, let me start calling people, get my agent, you know, whatever it is.
No, you know, I did the same thing. It's like I heard all the buzz coming out of Comic-Con and was excited about this new show, Lost. I was just like, oh, how cool. It sounds great. And then Carlton got on board with the show early on too, and I sent him an email and just said, hey, the show's great. You know, more blood and more monster. And so he actually called me back, and we laughed about that for a little bit. And in April, I got the call from Damon and Carlton where they were like, we have this position on the show. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, I don't care what it is. I could be carrying coffee for the smoke monster.
Exactly.
You know, whatever it is on the show, I'm there.
Exactly.
Now, so you already had a relationship with Carlton, obviously, before, because, you know, not just anyone could email Carlton and go, more blood, more monsters.
Well, yeah. I had worked for 6 years on Nash Bridges with him. Yeah, we definitely had a working relationship together. That was nice.
The reason we're here today is because you don't just do script coordinator stuff. You're also kind of helped out with this really great idea, which we do want to talk about today, which is Lost University. And just for all those fans out there, Lost University open enrollment starts today on 9/22. Classes start on 12/8, I believe, on December 8th. So what is Lost University for those few people out there who aren't sure what this is?
Lost University is an interactive experience that you can use with Blu-ray Live, with your Blu-ray discs, and it's basically a BD Live capability.
Now, we got a little preview of this kind of at Comic-Con. They showed a little bit, talked a little bit about it. But give us a little more detail here. What exactly are these classes about?
Well, the classes are about various things. I mean, for the first semester, we're going to have classes on hieroglyphs, on foreign languages, time travel, on philosophy. And then in semester two, we're going to get into other classes. You're going to get some advanced foreign language classes, more classes on group dynamics and various things like that, an advanced physics class too. So they're classes that are basically geared and focused and structured towards experiences that people have from the show.
And these are actual classes, like with homework, with lectures, I mean, all that jazz?
Yeah. it's a great execution of an idea. The DVD and home video people just went knocked it out of the park on this one. They went out and interviewed professors that teach these classes and got them to put these little classes together for the show.
Now, what I think is so cool about this, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the origin of this idea actually came about because there were already courses out there being taught.
Yes and no. I mean, the origin came about in a little bit of a different way. First of all, home video department said they wanted to do BD Live for Lost. Before, Disney had been sort of their BD Live stuff had been like with Sleeping Beauty and with a couple of other their titles they had been releasing. Then when they decided to do BD Live for Lost for season 5, it came to the point of like, well, what are we going to do? And so we all sort of brainstormed. And one of the things I liked about, I guess, our fan base as in general is that I feel like they're a more intelligent fan base. They really do go that extra mile. And I pitched that what we needed to do was sort of bring that community in, bring those elements into the BD Live experience. And for those who don't do that, to also offer them an avenue of entry into this. And so that's where Lost University came about.
And it just seems like it's such a natural step for the show.
I mean, it does.
You all have had books referenced in the show from the very beginning. Which class are you looking forward to?
Oh, the time travel.
Yeah?
They actually went to physicists at USC and interviewed them and had them prepare the coursework and the material. And it's pretty good. You know, the introductory one is really intense, and then boy does it shoot off and you get some really out there concepts.
And so they are talking about the different actual concepts out there that Stephen Hawking proposed to Einstein, to all that jazz on,
oh yeah,
if time travel is possible. Very, I'm kind of looking forward to Jungle Survival Basics myself.
That is a great course. It teaches you how to make a raft. I expect to see everyone's rafts that they make, you know, in like an art display or something.
I just want to know if they cover Michael's design for the raft, you know, to see if that actually – because remember, he built that whole raft in season one. That was the end of season one.
Absolutely.
Was the launch of the raft.
Absolutely.
I used to do a lot of camping as a kid. That's all I'm saying. But we never camped in the jungle. So jungle survival basics is where it's at for me.
A lot of the cast come in and give you little nuggets of information that help them when they're trying to survive while shooting the show. So it's a lot of fun.
You mean like always keep your water cold, like things like that, or lots of bug spray? Like, or?
Yeah, because, you know, they are out in the jungle. You know, it's like they're in a tropical jungle on the island trying to actually shoot it. And sometimes they're hours away from anything. So they have some insight that I don't think many people do have.
How many times have you been on set?
Only once.
Only once? Did you get bit up? Did you get bit up by bugs?
God, yes.
I mean, it really is a jungle out there.
It really is.
I don't know if that comes across in the B-roll, but it's like, you know.
It's so crazy sometimes, so yeah.
Not to toot our own horn, but I mean, it really seems like this. I haven't seen or heard about this happening anywhere else with an actual course with instructors. I mean, is this really kind of the – it seemed like this is a big deal.
Well, you know, one of the things is it's like this is a big technology undertaking, and to actually execute this idea is – a pretty massive thing, and that's one of the great things about this. I think everyone who participates in this are going to be very impressed with it and really enjoy how this BD Live technology has been executed on through it, because it's like beforehand there's been a couple of things that have been just sort of gimmicky and haven't really worked, and you can go online and access like movie posters or download other things. So this is just another step in the technology. And it's really well done. They've designed the course, the website that you'll see on screen and everything. It's really going to be a lot of fun. So I really hope everyone participates and enjoys it.
Well, I think that this, like anything else in life, is it's what you put into it is what you get out of it.
And again, it's like bringing this community of our Lost fans together and really having them mm-hmm. go on this journey. And it's stuff that they're already interested in. It's stuff that they're already like participating in. It's just bringing it where they don't maybe have access to, you know, a physics teacher who can talk about time travel, or they don't have access to a psychologist who's going to talk about the various social dynamics and group dynamics within our characters and what's going on with them. And it really delves deeper into some of these topics and ideas that will be of interest to Lost fans.
And again, for all those listeners out there who don't already have the Blu-ray, you actually do have to get the Lost Blu-ray for Season 5. And then once you have that, it's part of the BD Live experience. You can also go to lostuniversity.org and check out information about the university and enrollment and all the courses they have coming up. I'm looking here and I see Jeremy Davies is actually teaching a course on new physics, it looks like.
He does. He really got into the idea of time travel, and he's read a lot of it on his own, so he was very excited to participate in this.
Jeremy Davies, of course, plays Faraday, and I remember when we interviewed him, he was very much into this. This seems like his character and everything really lined up with a lot of the stuff he was already interested in life, so.
Yeah, it was a great sort of discovery and a great sort of thing for us to add into this, because I think fans will really like getting it from him, too.
Was there really any doubt in your mind or anyone else's mind that the polar bear was going to be the mascot?
It's fantastic, isn't it? It's just such a great thing. It didn't even occur to me when I was, you know, it's like when you're pitching an idea, you hope they actually like the idea and that it can be executed well and everything. You know, when it comes down to we can have mascots and we can do all these other things, that was like the furthest thing from my mind. But yes, the polar bear mascot is brilliant.
I mean, it really could have gone any number of directions. I could see the immediate candidates in my mind would have been the Dharma Shark.
True.
The polar bear obviously is up there, and you know maybe the smoke monster, although I think he might just look like an ink blot on the page. I'm not
sure.
That
could be sort of a good psychological test. What do you see in the ink blot?
That's for the third semester. That's for next year's course. Well, very cool. Well, we can't let you go, of course, without trying to get some hint of the season to come. Is there anything in this course or anything in Lost University that will help people get ready for the next season? Because I know you guys can't talk about what's coming up in this final season of Lost too much.
There's a season 6 of Lost?
Which launches in January, of course. You learned this from Damon and Carlton, I might add, the ability to answer without answering. Well, thank you very much for joining us today on the podcast. Again, Greg Nation, script coordinator for Lost.
Thank you for having me on. Hello to all the fans out there, and I hope you guys register and sign up for Lost University. It's going to be a really fun experience, and let us know what you think about it.
I can't wait till you have your own course, script coordinating for...
That would be boring.
No? All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.